Bezer Hashem, today's halacha topic is eating before Musaf. Rav Huna was quoted in the Gemara on Chaf Ches Amid Beis as being of the opinion that one is not allowed to taste anything. Also, la'adam shi'itam klum kodem shi'ispalo. The Gemara, a few lines later into Chaf Ches Amid Beis, says, V'leshil chasal lo k'Rav Huna, we don't follow the opinion Rav Huna says that it's prohibited to eat before Musaf, as well as the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that says that it's prohibited to eat before Mincha. Unfortunately, we do not have enough time to discuss Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi before Mincha, where we don't paskin like that. Exactly the parameters of eating before Mincha. Today, what we will discuss is eating before Musaf. Let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Reish Pei Vav, the Mechaber paskin, not like Rav Huna, as our Gemara already concluded. Reish Pei Vav Gimel. Mutar litam kodem tfilas hamusafin. A person is allowed to eat before Musaf. Dahainu achilas peiros. O afilu pasmuat. Afilu p'tiima shiesh ba kidei lisod halev. Even if it's something that would satisfy. Aval su'uda asur. Su'uda is prohibited. Presumably, the reason why we say that even though we don't follow Rav Huna, nevertheless, a su'uda is prohibited is from the Lashon of the Gemara. Rav Huna said you're not allowed to eat anything at all. The Gemara says we don't paskin like him that you're not allowed to eat anything at all. But Rav Huna's Lashon and the Gemara's Lashon is only in regards to eating nothing, permissible or not. We paskin permissible, but we could deduce from our Gemara that a su'uda would nevertheless be prohibited. Therefore, halal lemaisa, on Shabbos, b'shat ha'dechak, one would be allowed to make Kiddush after Shacharis and eat some food afterwards. However, one should be careful that it not be a full-fledged Su'uda. The Mishnah Brura asks, in Sif Katan Zayin, but at the end of the day, don't we paskin you need Kiddush b'makom Su'uda? So the Mishnah Brura suggests that one drink a revius of wine. Rav Nevinsal was mayor. Maybe wine might not be a good idea because you're still going to be davening afterwards. But one drink maybe a revius of grape juice or have cake that's the size of a pizza. So then in such a case, then that would be possibly enough for Kiddush B'makom Su'uda. And hence, one would be allowed to eat. This is the custom today, even in Klal Yisrael. For example, many on Rosh Hashanah make Kiddush before Musaf and eat a little bit of cake in order to strengthen themselves before the very important tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. However, I would like to advance two reasons why it would be quite appropriate for a person to make Kiddush afterwards before their large meal. It's prohibited to have a large meal. Then the custom, as appropriate as following a Shulchan Aruch, is they eat a little bit. One has to be careful not to eat too much because then you might be chayiv and benching. That's the opinion of the Taz. My Rabbi Braunschweigel used to emphasize that point. Eating a little bit, but not to have a full-fledged, satisfying buffet that would be mechayiv one in benching. We can't get involved with the details right now. So one is having a small taste of some fruits, some fish, not too much, not that it's mitzaret to a shir that's mechayiv in Berachas HaMazon. He has a drink, possibly he has a coffee, and then he makes an al michya. If he had the wine itself, then he makes an al agafen. However, now I would like to suggest two reasons why that individual, after Musaf, should make Kiddush again before his meal. Number one, the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa points out in Perek Nun Beis, Os Samach Beis, that there are some, Rav Shlomo Zalman did not feel this way, however, there are some opinions that hold that since it's prohibited to have a su'uda, a full-fledged su'uda before Musaf, then the chiyuv of Kiddush only begins after Musaf. And then technically, you could even eat without Kiddush. The Mishnah Brura clearly does not pass in this way. In Siman Reish Pei Vav, he says that, of course, you're going to be chayiv in Kiddush. However, there were many who, or some, might be more precise, who felt it wasn't a Chiyuv Kiddush yet. This is quoted by the Das Torah, the great Posek, the Marsham, as well as Rav Chacham Avad Yosef has this discussion in his Tshuvas, in Chelek Hei Simin Chav Beis. The Birkei Yosef discusses all of this is quoted in the Ha'ara, so the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in Nun Beis, Ha'ara Samach Beis. So it could very well be that according to some, there wasn't a Chiyuv of Kiddush at all. Again, Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskin, that the Minig is not to go back and be Mekadesh. However, Rav Neuvert concludes, that it would be a good idea to make Kiddush again because of those Shitas. I would like to add, there's another reason to make Kiddush again. And that is, that of course the opinion of the Gra is that Kiddush b'makom suda requires one to mamish wash. So according to the Gra, the Chiyuv would be that one make Kiddush specifically where there is bread. Rav Moshe Feinstein in a long shuva in Chelek Dalit, Simin Samach Gimel in Orachayim, comes out that even if we hold Kiddush b'makom suda requires bread, beforehand you can make Kiddush to allow you to eat, and then afterwards to make Kiddush over bread. L'didi have uvda, we were, as Shimush Harav, we were in Miron for a Shabbos with Rav Chizkio Nevinzal, and then we made Kiddush after Shacharis, and I mentioned to Rav Chizkio, there might be an inyan to make Kiddush again after Musaf for the above-mentioned reasons. Particularly, I think then I'd emphasized, according to the Gra, Fira Moshe Feinstein, and he concurred that there would be a logic for it, and now we added another reason, because of the opinion of the Das Torah, as pointed out by the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, that might have also been why Rav Chizkio agreed. Hence, it would be recommended that even though we pask in Lahalacha, one is allowed to make Kiddush after Shacharis, it could very well be that when one comes home and has the larger meal, one should make Kiddush again. One more point of that Shimush Harav is, unlike the impression I had when I was younger, now I could not find anybody that says this, we made Kiddush immediately after Shacharis and before Kriyas HaTorah. I was under the impression when I was younger that there are some who feel that even though one can make Kiddush before Musaf, as we saw, and eat a little, not a Su'uda, nevertheless it should not be done before Kriyas HaTorah. And looking over right now, I did not see anybody that prohibited it, particularly before Kriyas HaTorah. Bottom line is, we do not paskin like Rav Huna, yet at the same time, a large Su'uda would be prohibited before Musaf. In regards to Mincha, the Mishnah Brura reiterates there in Simin Reish Pei Vav, that what is prohibited when it comes to Mincha is, after Mincha Gedola, one is not allowed to have a Su'uda Gedola, and the example of the Mishnah Brura is a Su'udas Nesu'in and Bris Mila, if one has not davened, as well as, Reb Nevinzal adds, a Su'udas Bar Mitzvah and a Su'udas Purim. However, a Su'udas Shabbos would not qualify. It would be permissible to have it beforehand. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halachos from Daf Chaf Ches, that when it comes to Musaf, the halacha is that one is allowed to eat only a te'ima of Musaf, not a su'uda at all. When it comes to Mincha, one is not allowed to eat a su'uda gedola, which is Nesu'in and Bris, not su'uda Shabbos and Yom Tov. That would be permissible after Mincha Gedola, but a Suda Gedola would be Asur.